fending off the fears of friends. When I began to come to terms with my inclination to overprotect my son Sawyer and daughter Avery, who is 2 years Sawyer's junior, and looked ahead to the college years and imagined the degree of self-reliance I would hope they'd have by then, I began focusing on how to provide more opportunities for independence during childhood. I began trying to put independence in their way, so to speak. I've been doing it for a few years now. Here's a recent example. One night, when Avery was in seventh grade, she told me that she and a friend were going to meet at their school that night to decorate the locker of another friend whose birthday was the next day. She was telling me this as we were doing the dinner dishes. I was perfectly comfortable letting her bike to the school despite it being nighttime. The school is 0.3 miles from our house, and we live in a very safe suburb. In fact, I'll go so far as to say I wanted her to do it because I want her to build her independence. But the friend's mother was very uncomfortable with Avery biking alone in the dark and offered to drive her there and back. Avery texted her friend, "No thanks, I'm happy biking." After more pushback, Avery texted, "My mom wants," all caps, "me to bike." But fear won out. The friend was already being driven, and they could just as easily swing by our house. We'd look like some crazy renegade outlaws if we declined. There I stood, wiping my hands on a dish towel, wondering how I grow my kid when the fears of people around me will hold her back. I also worried a tiny bit what these parents must think of me. When I met with a small gathering of parents in Northern Virginia, a mother named Jane expressed a similar concern. She told me, "You feel like a violent, crazy rebel. There's a perception that there are greater dangers when, in fact, it's safer now." Jane was comfortable letting her 11-year-old daughter walk home alone from a Girl Scout meeting at night, but the meeting host wouldn't allow it. "But she's a girl," friends later said to Jane. "How can she walk alone?" Jane is interested in teaching her daughter how to be smart in the world and not a victim. She says she wants her daughter to learn to put on her "don't take no shit" face. When Avery started taking the commuter train to San Francisco for a camp the summer before eighth grade, I knew I needed to teach her about that face. And I did.